Legend of the White Snake by Shir Lee. Read by David Lee Huynh and Andrew Grace. To Fred, my soulmate. Jie Gao Yuan, Wu De Jie Ji. Prologue. 7 years earlier. The hemp sack over Prince Xian's head smelled of animal feed. His hands were bound in front of him, his toes raw from being bitten by hungry rats in the windowless cell where his captors had imprisoned him for 2 days and two nights. He hadn't cried, though. At least, not when they were around. Growing up in the palace as the 10-year-old son of a consort among rival half-brothers had taught him a lesson. Pride wasn't just his armor. It was everything he had. They were on the move. The wheels coasted over a pothole, and his head bounced against the side of the wagon. A mushy, grassy scent tickled his nose, and his skin prickled as he recognized the smell. His mother used to bring him out of the palace to play by the lake, and he'd thought the clouds of green and blue drifting in the water were pretty. But she told him some algae blooms were dangerous, even deadly. He was close to home again, so close he could imagine standing on the shore of the West Lake, the three islands floating on the water. The broken bridge. It wasn't really broken, just looked that way when the snow melted on one side. Lei Feng Pagoda in the distance, a sentinel on the southern shore. The wagon slowed to a halt. Xian's heartbeat quickened. Horses neighed as boots pounded back and forth on the summer-baked dirt. They manhandled him out of the wagon and yanked the sack off his head. He squinted at the sudden brightness of the forest's clearing. He was surrounded by armed mercenaries, but at the other end of the glade stood General Jian, his father's most trusted official.
Prince, General Jian's forehead was creased with worry. Are you hurt?
Relief rushed through Xian. He forced a brave face.
You've seen the boy.
The mercenary leader pushed Xian behind him. His long hair was matted and straggly, his leather brigandine covered in bloodstains.
All fingers and toes intact, for the time being. Now, the pearl.
Xian's eyes widened. His father had told him that spirit pearls from the highest peaks of the sacred Kunlun Mountains could cure any illness and even reverse death. Countless men had died in search of them, plunging into treacherous crevasses hidden by eternal snow. General Jian's expression was grim as he strode forward and handed over a wooden box. A murmur rose from the mercenaries. Their leader lifted a small spherical object to the sunlight. It was the size of a marble and glinted with an unnatural glow.
A spirit pearl can cure a bite from a white snake, his father had said. It will make your mother well again.
No, Xian burst out. She needs it! Don't give it to—
A blast rocked the wagon behind Xian. The force flung him forward, and his hands, still bound, couldn't break his fall. He landed on his face. The scent of burned gunpowder stung his nostrils. He couldn't breathe, like the time his eldest half-brother, Wang, had knocked him down and sat on his chest. Xian raised his head as palace guards swarmed out from their ambush. The mercenaries shouted, their horses rearing in panic. General Jian, sword drawn, pushed through the chaos toward Xian. Rough hands grabbed Xian from behind, and General Jian disappeared from view. Xian struggled as he was hauled toward another wagon and shoved into the back. A second explosion hit. The rear wheel shattered, and Xian's head struck the floor as the wagon lurched sharply. A man screamed as if he were being dragged to hell. Pain reverberated through Xian's skull. Black and gray dots teeming like ants across his vision. But he forced himself upright. For the first time, he was unguarded. He had clenched his hands when they tied his wrists like his best friend, Feng, had taught him to, which made wriggling out of his bonds easier. As he crawled out of the wagon, a horrible groan made him turn. A mercenary lay by the shattered wheel. His face contorted in agony as he clutched his mangled left thigh. The rest of his leg had been blown off.